No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today we got VL Deck on the podcast. How you doing, man?
I'm blessed, bro. I'm here. I'm with you, bro, so you know that's a positive for me.
You're the only person that Young Thug ever asked me to interview. How you feel about that?
Thug's my brother. I love Thug.
Really?
Yeah, Thug, my brother.
He never even asked me to interview any of his actual artists that are signed to him that he makes money off of.
Exactly right. They call organic. Some things call organic. When a relationship organic, it be like that. Like, we can go talk 6-7 months or a year when I call you, bro, what you want? What you need me to do?
Mm.
That's love. Like, so when it's genuine, it's different. And right. It's always been like that. Like, I got like over 30, 40 songs with the.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. He on all my tapes, but I just stopped putting rappers on my tape now. But all my previous tape, my brother on now, he didn't like anytime I ask for anything, need or want, he do it. He never told me no.
Because I saw another interview where you were saying that, you know, in Atlanta, it's so about the streets that, like, you're like, I'm a nobody in music, but it, and this is a few years ago too, but you said, I'm a nobody in music, but as far as the streets go, people fuck with me, so it's like the fact that my music hasn't exploded or whatever, that don't matter, because it's different.
Even that, it's just like a person from the projects with a name, and then a dude getting in the rap game and blowing up. He still needs somebody from the street. Just like I need somebody in the rap game, see what I'm saying? So it even out.
Mm.
So your face card really matters in this game.
Mm.
And then, you know, respect take you a long way. And I got a good face card in Atlanta, you know what I mean? So that's just what it is.
You were born and raised in Atlanta?
Yeah, Zone 6.
Talk about it.
Edgewood. Trouble, probably Ola Runt, all us from the same neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Edgewood, Alley Boy, yeah.
Okay.
From the same neighborhood. Like, you know, it's just the same neighborhood. We had to hustle. I got my name from my comb. See, a lot of folks like VL. My name Vicious Living Deck.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the VL stands for. I don't bang. Shout out to Bangs, but I don't bang. On my cone, it was like 10, 20 of us, maybe 30, and we had to get it how we live. Anything mm-hmm. went on our cone except old folks, rape, and kids. Other than that, we had to get it how we live. It was vicious, so that's how it was. We run the cars, and that's how we had to survive. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Whoever get to the cell first.
So was Gucci already like a fucking superstar by the time that you were really coming up off the child phase of your life?
True story, though, man. Gucci really came up together in the same club. It used to be this club called the Libra.
Uh-huh.
And everybody who was somebody went through that club.
I used to always hear him talk about that.
The Libra. Like all I used to be in up doing open mics and stuff. So everybody blowed up. You know what I'm saying? So Gucci from the same zone. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Before Gucci, though, who was like, well-known in Atlanta out of Zone 6? Like, who were you looking at? Like, all
Attaboy.
That?
Attaboy.
Okay, yeah.
I got to
okay,
give
yeah,
him a rose. Yep. That's my brother. Like, I got to give him a rose. Like, Attaboy brought the gangs. He did a video with Crips and the Bloods before.
Really?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So Attaboy, he had his run, like, underground king.
Like, people who wanted to hurt each other, but they put it aside for the video?
Yeah.
Damn.
Literally. He didn't just have them in the video together, but he did it, like... He went to their hood, his face card was that good to, hey, I'm on the way, Adam, whatever you is, and then I leave him. I'm on the way to you, bro.
He was someone that you were around, like, or was he somebody that you didn't even know because he was a little bit, like, older and stuff?
Who, Adam?
Yeah.
Oh, no, nah, man.
Because you got videos with him now.
Yeah, man, Adam on Thug together. It's before rap. Like, okay. Everybody really see me with before rap besides, like, YB, who else, like, Shy Glizzy, they not, like, I got songs feel like, but everybody else from really Atlanta,
uh-huh.
Like, I know them, like, Future, like, them my people, Scooter showed me the rap game. When I came home from prison, he took me around the world.
Really?
And I just took it upon myself to dap up every promoter every time I came off stage, because one thing I respect about Scooter, how I do my artists now, when I come, he let me open up, and then he bring me back out in the middle of the show with a song that me and him own. So that give him like a buzz. They don't know you, but they're going to remember you. And it's on you to do what you got to do in your 10 minutes.
Mm.
And that's all I used to be. You know what I mean? So then, man, school, we never had a crowd. Meaning a lot of people chant our songs to make folks look. I would be me and him on stage. So, and that gave me a lot of courage, too, because he never had a crowd. He made it, and I never had a crowd, and I'm on the way to making it. See what I'm saying? So.
To me, Young Scooter is like one of the most underrated rappers of all time and one of my most listened to rappers of all time, which I don't know if people would expect that or understand, but there's something about how he just simplifies shit and just hits you with the realest shit over and over. I believe 100%, not every last word, there's a little bit of exaggeration, but for the most part, I'm on board when Scooter starts talking.
100%, because you're going to get that out. Every rapper exaggerated a little, but some rappers really like that.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Bro, I can say he's really like that. And then being really like that will hinder us from our career, too. That's why we really ain't took it off sometimes, because we really be like that, if you know what I'm saying. So, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, okay. So, I don't know. Take us back to the early days of you. This is kind of like a played out question, but I've been saying this for years. Shout out to Dirty Glove Bastard. But
yeah, my people.
When did you pop up off the porch? Like, what was like you kind of getting out there for the first time? Like, I'm trying to draw this narrative
out.
Yeah,
like, see, with Dirty Glove, they always been around. I watched they platform Bill too. So they used to pull up on me in the projects and interview me. That's how far we go back. They used to pull up like, bro, I'm pulling where you at. And I always been my label called Section 8. But where I used to get my role on that, I used to call it the 8. They used to area pull up on me. That's why they shot Bad and Bougie at. Like where I was, it was a little historic project site. You know what I'm saying? So it was known for that. Everybody wanted to come visit. Folks would just come visit and take a picture right there with me. See what I'm saying? I don't have my boy Slump go out pull up on me. Like a lot of folks deal with me. See what I'm saying? And that's just what it was. So Dirty Glove always pulled up on me. And then as time come, every time they bring something like, I got a podcast. Come on now. I'm going to come on there and speak what I speak because I'm always trying to help and heal the next person. You know what I'm saying? Because that's why I say Trap House. So Dirty Glove just always been with me. Then we had dropped a couple songs and stuff together. So we just built together.
Oh, okay. Because I was just asking, like, about you literally hopping off the porch, but you're basically saying that they were
off the porch. Oh, yeah. Oh, man, I've been off the porch since I was 12. Like, okay. I got kicked out when I was 12, but my mama loved me to death. But, you know, she showed me tough love, and I went with my dad, and that's when I started hustling.
So but she kicked you out at 12? What were you doing that was so
bad? Yeah, I was so bad that when you was bad growing up, where I'm from, your grandma would say, hey, I wash my hand with you, I give you the gun. And once they say that, you really bad.
Wow.
Like, it was a point in time, like, this is going to sound crazy. I wanted to go to jail. Like, I was doing so much stuff, I wasn't getting caught. Like, I want to go to chain gang. I want to see what it's like. I want to get my fight game up. That's how your brain can be messed up. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And so that's how I was till I finally went through everything. Like, yeah. Oh, boy, I don't want to do that no more. Now I got kids. When you're a kid, like, you go to doing so many skit bids. Like, I ain't never did a long time, but I don't did a lot of twos and threes. You see what I'm saying? So, your kids go to growing up, and then it got to the point where they finally asked me, like, hey, man, why you keep leaving? So, it's over with now. Mm. Now it's time to grow up and get you some money. Like, you can be known for being a crash dummy, or you can be known for getting some money in the hood. You start out want to be a crash dummy, get your name, or like, he'll do this, and then it turned into want
to
get some
money. It's
almost
better to get caught at that point because you want the experience than you want the money and not and getting away with it.
I said in the song, the man who, don't take this wrong, the man who failed, like, he done been through more than the one who never failed. Because, okay, I know how to survive. They give us 1 and 2 muscles in a sandwich pack on the and you locked up. I save them 3 days and make me a perfect sandwich later on, 3 days later. So I know how to survive on the other side of the world, and I know how to survive in the real world. But the average person ain't never been in chain gang. Some folk do they mind. I don't really seen people like millionaires, regular people can't handle jail. Thugs, whatever, get in jail and cry like, come on, bro, you just doing a lot out there. You see what I'm saying? So a lot of folks really don't know what they looking for in life till they find it. Like, oh, this ain't what I really wanted. Too late.
It's crazy when you see a young guy who you realize, like, they're not scared of shit. They're not worried about getting caught. They're not worried. Like, they'll rob somebody. They're running around wherever they got to go. Like, no precautions. And you just realize, like, damn, you could only really be that way until you face some fucking consequences, you know?
Yes, and the person who don't have nothing to live for like that, too. They don't care about crashing. They ain't got nothing. And they feel like, boy, I don't nobody love me, so I don't care nothing about what you doing because you got something going on.
Yeah.
So that's what it's called. Like, you got to respect the error. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't respect the error. It ain't about being scared. It just, you know what I'm saying? You got to respect the error. A lot of folks don't respect the error. That's how you be like, rappers getting their chains hooked and stuff because they be doing too much. And moving unaccordingly. You know what I'm saying? You know you like this, don't move like that. But don't get me wrong, I move like that. I'm out in Cali right now with all my jewelry on, just me and my old lady. See what I'm saying? But that's just me. And I don't see people like, bro, what's up? Like, what's happening? Because it not seem. But when I get to a certain level where they just bone rushing me, then I will. You know what I mean? But other than that, though, like.
But you got people that you meet up with when you come out to California?
Yeah. My brothers, I'm just landing. Like, Gunna Thug, I'm just landing right now. Casino and Fruity just hit me. Like, soon, like, they here. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I got people here. But, you know, I just like moving like this because it give me a comfort. It give other people comfort. Like, bro, really like that. What up, bro?
You mean just only moving around, like, with your girl and not with, like, a bunch of dudes? Like, a lot of times people pull up with 20 people and you kind of feel it. Like, he needs those 20 people to, like, feel like he's really moving around right?
Yeah, I'm going to have this same. Like, you wouldn't know what's going on with me even back home. If it's up, wall, trial day to now, I'm always have this smile. So you'll never be able to read me. You know what I'm saying? But, like, club nights, we come deep because, you know, that's just how it is. I'm not just walk into no club by myself. Right. But club nights, you know, I got my people with me. Other than that, I'm really moving like this because I know what I'm going to do. And that's sad to say. You don't never know what the next person going to do.
Right.
Yeah. That's just how I did, though. You know,
yeah.
I'm covered.
The club is different.
Yeah, the club's different.
People, like, go to the club to start problems.
Yeah, Nick Kane Club just to fight. That was a song back in the day.
That is weird, though. There's a lot of dudes who are like that. If they can't get some pussy, they're trying to fight.
No, now I be having that going on, too, man. No 9-to-5 or no street hustle. So a lot of folks just be angry with themselves, bro. Mm-hmm. That's what it be like. Because I'm angry with myself, but I ain't never been a hater. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks just be a hater. Like, I'm just going out here and pedestrian rob, anybody rob. Mm-hmm. Man, go hit your bank. You're going to get the same time you going to crash out. Go hit your bank, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's funny. Because, yeah, I mean, if you do an armed robbery, you're getting how much time?
Man, they get out more time. Now, back in the day, it was 5 to 10 years. Now you're getting life sentences.
That's crazy. Okay, so what was the first bid that you did? Like, how'd you actually finally get caught for
my
the first thing?
My first bid was, man, I think I had, my first bid was armed robbery, man. I think, yeah, that was my, cause I was 17. They sent me straight to prison. They gave me straight what I was, everything I was wishing for. Straight to prison down the road. Then it was so messed up because prison was overcrowded. And they had just took the coffee off the stove, so they had a war going on back then. It was Kiefer Coffee was a big thing. And I was 17, I was just coming in wild open, asking people, give me a shake, asking me, go make me a shake. My old dude pulled me down to the side, like, bro, you gonna die. Like, how long you got, man? I was like, man, they back then used to have to lie for your time. So I was like, I got 10 years. He was like, bro, you gonna die if you don't sit down. You know what I'm saying? He was like, man, get you some weed, man, save some weed and send you some money home, man, and live off the land.
You were trying to get a shank right away.
I was back, because that's, man, I was, man, it was the movies, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it was. Now my uncle was going to chain gang, and it was a chain gang, a popular chain gang called Alto back then. And they had a shuffle. It was an Alto, like a fang gang, like, it was a certain prison called Alto Shuffle. And the shuffle is your fang gang. So you want to go get your fang gang, you come home and bring that shit to the streets. You know, whoop a nigga ass in the hood, but the gun and shit came now. But back then, that's what it was. You want to go get your fang gang. Like,
so you remember Atlanta when it was still more normal to fight?
Yeah.
When did that change, in your opinion?
It changed. It changed out the blue. I ain't going to say a particular year. I just say, hey, like Katrina messed our shit up. When New Orleans came, I ain't going to lie, they turned us up with the killing. You know what I'm saying? Because they were killing and we were killing. So New Orleans really turned it up. So 05, our city, it been turned ever since then. Like, you made it past 05, like, you're a gangster. Like, Soulja Slim say you made it past 94, you made it past 05, you're a gangster.
Can you, yeah, sorry, but we got the sound effects going crazy. Okay, so, but how did you end up eventually, like, adapting to prison? How did you end up making it through your time? Like, did you slow it down a little bit soon after?
Once you don't get no mail, like, you be angry first because you didn't get no mail call from your girlfriends and partner them, stop sending money and stuff. And then you be like, man, I just got to do like that. That was back then, though, so I'm speaking on that bid. You know what I'm saying? Because bid's over with now. But it was like you just be in a hurt space if you ain't got stole money and stuff. Right. You know what I'm saying? And then I was locked up while recession hit, so a lot of my family was messed up. So you know what I mean?
Well, 2008?
Yeah,
that one?
Yeah, the one Jesus was rapping about. It was bad. You know, whatever one that was. You know what I mean? So
right.
I don't really, now that I don't got older and you get a certain type of money, you unpunish folks for what they did to you.
Mm.
Like, even to folks not sending you money, like, bro, ain't nobody obligated. Like, obligation is a sin. And that's something I learned. So I unforgive a lot of people. You know, like, whatever I'm trying to say, like, I'm not mad at a lot of people no more.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Who I was mad at. Y'all didn't have it. A lot of folks just fucked up and couldn't say that.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't tell no female, hey, do this.
Right.
Don't fuck him. You didn't raise that girl. You can't tell her never do her pussy. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And once you get that out your head, your time easy because you is you. Like.
But you have to basically get rid of all your expectations.
Man, you got to let all that go because your time going to be hard.
Hmm.
Them folks still going to do what they want to do. They going to have to still go get their something to eat, go to the club. You can't tell them folks not to do. They'll lie and say they ain't going to go, but you wouldn't want that, you know what I'm saying?
But sometimes I have certain friends who they have, you know, family members in prison or whatever, and the world stops when they call, and they will sit there and talk to their fucking homie for a half hour, even though he don't got nothing to talk about. And that's when I realized, like, that's a real person, and that's a real relationship right there.
Yeah. See, guess what? I used to be mad at folk because they ain't talk to me because they used to send me money. And I respect it, too. Like, I talk sometimes, but me, long, I'm going to send you some money, even though I'm too busy to talk. Because some people do be too busy to talk. I can really say that. Like, you might be driving anything, mad at anything. You can't talk. And he think you mad, but I'm going to send you some money. I don't think I'll text. Send me your cash out, bro. Like, all my partners tell me, like, send me your cash out. You know what I'm saying? Because I know you got to go to store. Even if you don't want to, you calling because you want to go to store. Mm. You want to hear what's going on, but you still calling because you want to go to store. And I know about that, boy. But I want you to make store every week because I know that's the feeling just to eat and gamble. That's all you got, to eat and gamble.
In Atlanta, you were in prison in Atlanta? Or they ship you off somewhere else?
Yes, Georgia
in general. Is that like, does the gang shit still matter? Is it race-based or what?
Yeah, gang. Gang, see, now gang serious in Atlanta. At first, it used to be a joke, but now it's real. Like, gang's real. Like, you know, so gang's real. And then down the road, gang's real. Down the road, they said, back then, it was cities. Savannah, Atlanta, Macon. Like, it was sectioned off and where you from. Now, gangs don't matter. Atlanta, dude, click up with Savannah and ride on Atlanta. And it'll be vice versa. See what I'm saying? So, gangs rule now.
Mm.
Period. You'll trade on your family for the gang now.
How'd your life change when you got out, though? Like, did you stay on the same shit, or did you try to change
my
your life?
My last bed, I bought in the scooter.
Mm.
And I was like, man, you're like, bro, you can't come on and rap with me.
Wait, while you were locked up?
No, when I came home. Oh, when you came back. 2012. Okay. My last bed. I ain't been in prison no more. I'm grown, man. I got assets, whole record label, everything.
Oh, so that was the last one. That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got a whole record label now. Like, all my features and everything been since I've been home. I ain't seen the jail cell.
But so then you meet Scooter in what sort of environment?
Like, at the car wash.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pulling through the hood. I'm at the car wash. Him and my little partner, we call the Runts. They was with him then because everybody had got out the streets. And
the Runts. I remember when he used to talk about Runts. That. Yeah.
I started the Runts. And then
Before the Runts.
Yeah, before the weed, everything. We were thugging in the hood. We got it off the movie City of God. We was in there watching the movie City of God one day.
Oh.
And we just took a betrayal and just started doing dumb shit. Just, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But it's crazy.
Damn, so how did you and Scooter start? Like, did he start to really put you on the rap game? Were you not really doing your thing before that?
We always rap. We used to, like, rap in the hood, make CDs, and my partner Neil, his name Go To Beat Around, he gonna be big, too. We used to rap in his closet, you know what I'm saying? So, anyway, long story, I'm just riding past the hood, and we got a car wash in the hood. Scooter, everybody was at the thing. I pull up on Scooter, and I jump out, holler down my partner, and he's like, bro, I rap. I like, nigga, I know you rap. You been rapping forever. You're like, bro, you need to come with me. I like, bet. I'm going to come with you because I'm fresh out. I need to try something new. Man, I went to the first show with him, seen how they were reacting to him. He was getting 25 a show then. That was a lot of money.
2012, that's when he first
popping
off,
too. Man, my boy was
getting
25 a show. So he was doing it like four times a night. I'm like, damn, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro, I'm finna rap. So he had it brought a K-Block, free K-Block. He finna get out. Put us in there. We had a little rap group rapping. Next thing I know, I started performing my little one or two songs. And it picked up over the years. You know what I mean? Like, it picked up, bro. Every time I come out of state, I dap up the promoter who booked him. Like, remember me, bro. And it just came like that. And then I got cool with this promoter named Tim Boss. He big with Promoter right now. And Tim Boss booked me my first show in Charlotte. You know what I'm saying? Later on down the line. But Scooter showed me the ropes. Like, you know what I mean? You don't need a crowd, bro. Just do it. Get up there and handle your business.
I feel like I have so many interviews where somebody has that story about a more established rapper coming along and basically putting them on the game, like a talented young guy like you who doesn't necessarily know all that. Like, you know how to make money in the streets, but you don't know how to figure out the Spotify checks and the fucking and all that stuff. You
I
know?
Read up on a lot of that, though. Like, I had to read them. I had to took a lot of losses, though. Like, I had to get stole from, too. Like, I had a lot of music out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now, I got, like, 20 tapes out. You know what I'm saying? But I had to learn the business.
Who stole from you?
Like, some former people I was signed to.
They signed you some bullshit, so you weren't really
getting... And he was like, it's like, really stealing is something you don't know about. But that's stealing. Mm. I don't care if, Adam, your name tied to this water bottle right here.
Mm-hmm.
You eating off of it, give me my money off of it. Don't tell me I don't know about it. Right. So that's stealing. You feel me? So, yeah. But it's on you to not know your business, so I start reading. I just start reading.
And really, by that standard, then signing to any record label is stealing. Because, you know, that's the whole deal is that, like, oh, we're going to make you famous. We're going to take a shitload of your money in the meantime, but we're going to help make you famous in the long run.
Yeah, it's crazy. But it was some hood shit anyway, so I need to go through that to make me who I am now, because now it's over. Like, You know what I'm saying? I don't went gold and check before. Shout out. How you spell my brother's name right here?
Who?
Right here. How you say his name? I hate when I mess up with my boy's name. He always like, bro, you just can't. One went gold and everything. How do you say this right here?
Serbia. I can't wait. It's such a dramatic build up to how to pronounce this person's name.
Man, what? I just tagged him on my Instagram, didn't I, baby? Yeah, it is right here.
We could probably cut out a little bit.
It is right. Yeah, my fault. Hold it right there. How you say that?
S. Barracuda?
Yeah.
I went gold in the Czech Republic?
Yeah, but that's his name, though. I just can't pronounce his name, though.
Shout out S. Barracuda. Is this person with 141,000 followers, crazy-ass face tattoos. Jesus Christ.
That's my brother, man. He did that record, and it's shout out, man. So
He's from the Czech Republic, and he tapped in with you and just wanted to
music?
Yeah,
that's my brother. He pulled up in the song, shout out. Like, we eating off the song. So that's why I really tell people, like, just because you ain't in the limelight, you never know what an artist doing, as long as he know how to sell his music, and I know how to sell my music. Shout out to guys at Empire. You're like, it's just all about staying down, man, and work. Like, right. Never give up.
Definitely. Yeah, okay. So how hard was it for you to, like, turn off the side of your brain that was still in the streets? And by the time you came home from that last bid, was it, like, clear to you, like, I can't keep doing this?
Yeah, because you have to see, like, as the streets slowed up for me, my last bid, as far as getting money and going to the store. Like, man, I was like, oh, no, I can't do that. Now I got to come home and mold. I had to mold myself my own backbone. Like, meaning, if you're going to be in these streets, you need to have lawyer money. You need to have family money put up for them. And you need to have store money.
Mm.
However long you out here thugging, whatever bid you catch, you need to have some money put up for that bid.
Mm.
And so I was like, okay, I got to minimize my crimes. I started selling weed. Now I got a weed license now, though.
Right.
So I'm a cannabis dealer. But now, yeah, that's what it is, though.
You that's got to have been crazy to see that change throughout your
man,
life.
Man, I love that part. Like, I really got a deal in Oakland with weed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a license. Like, and it came from the corner. Like, my label called Section 8 Entertainment.
Right.
So when folks hear it, they be like, bro, you crazy. Nah, this me. Yeah. I'm giving you this me. Like, this what I bring to the rap game. Every artist got to know what they going to bring to the rap game. And a lot of artists don't know. They just, I'm a rapper. No, bro, I'm an MC. I tell stories of what people going through. Every one of my tapes is something you don't went through in your life, Adam.
Right.
I promise I got a song for something. You
I
know
heard
what I'm
it.
Saying? And, but what I live by, too, though, is no depression. Mm-hmm. You know how you do that? If I'm not dead in jail, I'm never depressed. You can ask anybody around me.
You never been depressed?
If I'm not in jail or dead.
In jail, you can get depressed.
I'm super depressed.
Really?
I'm super evil. I still like your lockerbox.
I'm surprised you would say that just because it feels like these days it's kind of trendy to be depressed. And people would be rapping saying, like, I got demons that are chasing me.
Man,
and
man, they tripping, man. You ain't doing that, man. You trying to sound cool, man. I'm having fun.
Right.
And they having fun. Because get what? They doing more. They got more machines behind them.
Right.
And I know if I'm having fun with me selling my own music, I know what they doing. Because they can sit in the studio with everything and bought for them. So don't tell me you fight demons, bro. You just rapping good.
Bro,
see what I'm saying?
It's funny because when I think about somebody like Thug, that's one thing that I've always respected about him is he seems like he made a lot of money and he's really happy about
it.
He's enjoying his life.
Bro,
and he's not
fun.
Yeah.
Bro, don't make party music,
he
man.
He seemed a little bit turbulent in that early part of his career when he maybe didn't have the money right and everything like that. But, like, you look at somebody like him, or also, I know this is for rappers in general, like that thing you said about how you could have a court date tomorrow hanging over your head and you're still going to be walking in here with a smile on your face,
man,
right?
Dang, you can't read me, man. You know what I'm saying? My brother thought like that, too. Like, he like that. Like, he's turned. He forever turned. We pipe. Like, we not going through no depression, man. We got some sad songs. You have to make sad songs, but no. Man, we piped up. We having fun. We living life. Like, every day is fun. Like, I'm going to work so I can live like this. So I work to live special.
Yo, I seen the weirdest video where some Australian girl or a British girl was in your fucking trap house or your house, I guess.
And, shout out. She came away from Australia. And she bought me some chocolate, too. Like,
you're telling her what lean is? She has no idea.
She don't know. We had burgers on the grill. We called them the eight burgers back then.
Yeah.
Like, she was just like, wow, we came way over here just to see. Like, because she told me you never know who looking. So that's why I tell the next person, like, bro, you never know who like you. Because you're going to always hear people. Folks tell me I can't rap all the time. Like, he, his voice, he too this, he too that, he too old. Bro, everybody older than me. Every rapper you can think older than me. You see what I'm saying? So don't never give up. It's just you. I know what I bring to people, man. I'm a bright side king. I find the bright side of everything, so listen to my music for that.
I think you got a real magnetic personality. Like, regardless of the music, you're just somebody that I think. That's why I once I really started tapping into the music, because, like, there's not a lot of people that can ask me to interview somebody. I'm just immediately going to get really interested and, like, really start looking at them and stuff. But I started looking at your shit. I'm like, oh, no, this guy's tight. Like, people really, I can see why people fuck with him.
And if I ever do get main screen, like I said a song recently, I said, I got work with Slime, Fruits, and Lil Top. 125 and Jury still don't feel like I pop. That's true, because, like, I still wake up and do regular stuff. Or I can get on, you know, Hollywood stuff, too. I can easily live like a rapper, security guard up, do all this. But I just like being in the, it's like I'm in the middle of it. It's like I'm in the middle of it. Like, it's battle. I hope I really stay like this. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a sense of mind to me. You know what I mean? Like, I see some of my partners really big, and they like, damn, they can't come back, and they want to come back.
Really?
I know, man, I got some partners really want to come back to the street. Not as far as hustling, but as far as regular. Like, bomb rush, let's take a picture. Folks ask me for pictures and stuff, but a dude will walk past me like, bro, you real, and keep going. Versus saying my thought, I'm like, bro, we got to have a picture. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
That's the overwhelming part. Once you get to the level of fame that, like, you're a cloud opportunity for everybody who sees you, including the people who don't even listen to rap, including some 9-year-old girl who's with her mom and she don't know who you are, but she wants a photo. That's when shit gets a little overwhelming.
Yeah. But, you know, whatever destined for you, going to happen for you, though. But any different day, I can wake up big. But just like I say, I'm right here with you, bro, so I'm doing something right.
Hell yeah. Okay, so yeah. Give me an average day in your life when you're at home. I want to know what VL Deck lives.
Well, I get up, whatever restaurants. We got a lot of good restaurants, so whatever restaurant, go on to town. Studio, 4 times a week. Shop a lot. You know what I'm saying? I just really stay to myself. I be in my own world. Like, I got product. I got CMOS infused with THC. I got regular CMOS. Like, man, shout out How the Vegan. Like, I just got like a quarter, like a half an island of CMOS. That's another hustle.
CMOS, is that the shit that Emily Chop is selling as well? Or he's selling some kind of holistic shit. I feel like that's where the game is going.
Yeah, the guy, everything, even crypto, crypts, everything is just switching over. So I'm just staying in the loop. You know what I'm saying? I got books. I got a real RNQ. I got a book out right now, Amazon, 5 stars right now. It's a quote. It's not a book. It's just everyday things. Like, I might say, don't do nothing lame on one page, or never pocket watch your time coming. So I got a whole book of quotes out. You know what I mean? Just something to live by. Know what I mean? So you won't do nothing lame. I practice on not doing that lame. Like, man, just be you. You get the same results. I got stands too for the Instagram stand. I got shirts and stuff, merch. Yeah. I follow the steps of Master P and Young Dolph as far as independent grind. So that's why I'm at with it. Like, I'm always working. Like,
you're a big Dolph fan too?
Trucks, everything, Airbnb. Yeah, Dolph my boy. We got videos too. Dolph my brother. We got a song called Loners. Like, I'm a loner. I don't mess with nobody. Yeah, we just be to ourselves.
You really feel like that? Because I think a lot of people say that, and then whenever I see them, they're with like 500 people.
I did that. But you, like, guess what? Like, I'm a loner now. People tell you. My clothing line called Famous Loner. You know what I mean? So that just me. And I don't been around rappers. Well, you wake up every day thinking, man, I've been with YB in his prime. So imagine that. Like, man, YB got a tape out. Like, he getting bone resting. Folks start bone resting you, so you waking up every day like, I'm finna blow up today. You never blow up. You don't get that same feed. So that's why I tell people, your timing gonna be different. Cause I got a video with Future out. You know what I'm saying? Duh, like, tape with YB. And I'm still at a certain level, but I'm not judging my position. But I'm supposed to be way bigger. The average person doing tape with these people right now, they out of here. You know what I'm saying? But that's just how it is with me. Like, I'm cool with where I'm at. I'm just grinding.
How did you meet YoungBoy? Where did that come from?
It was out the blue. His crew hit me up. Like, Banru, Banru like my second fan base, really, being real. Louisiana, period. And his crew hit me up way when he had, like, 40,000 followers.
Oh, so it was that early?
Oh, yeah, sat on my sofa. Like, we done been through a lot together. Like, why be?
But they hit you up just on some shit where they fuck with the music and they saw what you were doing and they just wanted to get involved?
That's how it always be with any rapper. Like, you see that rapper on Instagram as himself.
Yeah.
Like, man, I want to see if he really like that. And they go from there, it's turning to organic.
Right.
Like, man, why we sit around each other 6-7 months before we even talk? He crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, he crazy. Just, you know what I'm saying? He his own little world.
Yeah. But did you see him as being like a upcoming superstar when you met him back then?
I always told him he was going to be big. I just wanted him to listen to me. You know how you always got advice for your little brother?
Mm.
But you know, everybody thugging in their own way, though. And they come from a different thugging. See, my thugging is thugging and getting money. Baton Rouge, strictly. Chopper slanging, and you know, it's a few more getting fad money, but it's more killing than grinding.
Why do you think that is? Because that feels like a big difference between a lot of places.
Yeah, that's in the world. Like, it's some people, even inside right, it's some people getting major money, but it's more killing. Like, you clout up out killing in certain states than grinding. Atlanta is like baby Harlem. Like, we want to show some money. Well, you get knocked out too, but it's about turned up down there. You know what I'm saying? Like, New York, Harlem turned up. You know, you get killed anywhere, but you know your certain cities for money and certain cities for killing.
Certain cities have just made it a lot harder to kill someone. Like, when you think about New York, it's so much more dangerous to have a gun out there and shit. So you just don't think of it as being this place where that's where motherfuckers die. But when you think about Miami right now, it's like, that's where motherfuckers get shot and locked up. Like, bad things happen to you when you're in Miami. There's too much freedom.
You got to think, a chopper $150 to $200 down south. So you got a dude on the corner just went and got paid, got his check and went and bought him a chopper. He got 50 rounds for $200 to $300 on the corner. Now you make him mad. Okay, get what? Now add that time 10 in the hood. Now you got 30 choppers in the hood. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So you don't want to go to walk that hood. Now this hood got 60 choppers. That's what it is.
ESTG was telling me in his neighborhood that you just walk around and everybody got a gun. Everybody walking around with a machine gun under their arm.
Oh, yeah, that's how it is.
In Louisville.
Yeah, that's how it is. Like, shout out Louisville, too. Shout out G2. G, my boy. But, yeah, everybody, like, every hood like that. Like, it's no lacking right now. And then if it's up like that, you can't lack because you know it's up, so why you outside?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Or why you ain't got a gun? Why you ain't got your crew with you? Like, some stuff be like, come on now, bro. You knew it was up.
But it feels like there's, like, a thin line because on one hand, like, okay, the gun laws are strict in New York, so there's less gun crime. But then you have somebody like Fabio Foreign, who was actually in Jersey, but it's similar laws, where he's just popping over to the ATM real quick. They go to give him a ticket. The gun falls out of his jacket. Boom. He's facing a crazy case. He might go away for a few years at least. But then on the other hand, it's like, do you really want to live in a place where everybody's walking around with a Draco in their hand?
That's just like me. Like, everywhere I go, I always say, I can't stay here. I got to go home. Mm. Like, ain't nowhere like my town. And that's how everybody is about their city.
Because
I don't have people like, bro, you can stay in Atlanta, bro. We can get money, live right here, do this every day, bro. Nigga, like, bro, I got to go where it biting it. Mm. Oh, you right, bro. That's your environment. So till you ready to get out your environment, like, hey, man, my boy just moved to Mexico. What the hell he moved? Because he don't broaden his horizon now.
Mm.
You got to broaden your horizon unless you just want to. Some folks just want to see the same the rest of their life. Like, I'm that man in the club. The whole now you don't grow up in the same club. You got money too, though, but you just want to be known in your city.
Mm.
Some folks take it out of town. Like, in our city, we got New York dudes run our clubs. People from every other city run our club.
Really?
And Atlanta dudes don't even see that. I'm one of the ones sitting back saying that. I'm finna come with me some hooker lounges too, because I see everybody from out of town. Yeah,
hooker lounge just sounds a little different.
Yeah, don't down south. I'm from the trap, you know what I'm saying? But
like,
yeah,
that.
Like, I'm gonna give me some hooker lounge, whatever you said. I can't say it right. So hooker lounge, and that's what's it. You gotta have you some lamb chop seafood on your appetizer, like what it is, you know.
But it's crazy because, like, all right, I remember when I was young, like, stealing and doing credit card fraud and even selling drugs and all that shit, that made sense to me way before the idea of starting an actual business made sense to me, which I really regret,
because
I could have spared myself a lot of fucking frustration.
I ain't have good with scamming, man. I always got jammed, though. That was one of my prisons. I ain't have good. My partner, man, they had some good luck with it. I ain't have no good luck. I always got caught up, man. I just whooped the charges.
Really?
A late charge from 7-8 years ago.
They got you 7 or 8 years after for scamming?
Yeah, because that's just how it be. Your name always be tied to it. It didn't make it so bad. It wasn't even me. Me and my partner then was into cars in a whole nother city, and he got his name ran. They let us go and everything, but his name was still on some stuff. He get caught out of town somewhere else. They run his tag at a Walmart, put me in the car. I'm finna sue them right now for whatever it's called, false imprisonment, all type of stuff, because I'm finally in the right. Man, I had to go through. They dropped me off in the middle of Kentucky, 3 weeks, couldn't call. All type of stuff, man.
Damn. That's all fucked up. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think that is the best thing that you could do for a young person who's coming up from a tough environment is to put them on to legitimate business or help them see that there's a better way that they can make some money rather than a lot of people never thought like, oh, I could open a, you know, and a lot of that stuff takes capital. So it's not like, you know, if your family has never had $10,000, then the idea of starting a business where you're probably going to need $100,000 is a, it's like a fantasy, you know?
Yeah. See, in the hood right now, and they catching on, they starting little hood girls, getting them boutiques, selling hair, eyelashes, dudes selling clothes and stuff. So they finally catching on in the black community. As you really sit back and just look, like they finally catching on now. Like as far as y'all trying to start business, then the PPP just turned them up too. So they buying, everybody got business.
I heard that like half of the PPP money was scammed.
Yeah, especially from out this way. They tore this town up.
That's what I hear.
They were locking people up on Rodale Drive. You couldn't even go shopping, but
right.
They're putting out cars. They locking you up. That's crazy to see.
I was talking to people who own stores on Melrose, and you're expecting them to say that the sales are way down, and they're like, nah, actually with the PPP, you got random-ass people coming in and spending $500 on shirts and shoes and skateboards or whatever.
Man, they don't care. They went crazy. It's really good for the world, though. I ain't gonna even lie, man. The real 2020 it was buying so bad that they had to issue out money. Mm. They took us through so much they had to. The whole world went through something, every race. So they had to give out some money like that. You just gotta wake up and see it. That's why everybody happy right now. They finna hit with another disaster, Great Depression.
It's crazy because now everybody going out to the club again and you're just seeing so much more shit. You're seeing all these people together. It's kind of tripping you out, right?
You ain't hearing about Corona no more.
Oh, no. That's
everything over. Is just a myth. It's just, you just got to go with life. I just smile through it all. Like, you know what I mean? It is what it is.
I saw you tell a story that I feel like it kind of deserves some retelling, but basically you ended up getting shot in front of your kid and... It not only was stuffed with bread at some point.
Yeah, because I couldn't. I was in the halfway house.
Like, so you didn't want. Okay, you couldn't go to the hospital, right?
In the halfway house, you could break your finger. Guess what? You're going back to prison.
Just for breaking your finger?
Yeah, it's because you can't go home like that. You got to go heal up. Uh-huh. And I was like, man, I can't do that. I got locked up in the halfway house and everything, but I always had time to get out or make it back or call home and have my old lady or my partner extend the time on the, like, he going to be late tonight. Because my partner had a shop, and I used to work for him. You know what I'm saying? So when I ended up getting shot, I coun't go. But the only thing about it, it went through the seat and bit me on my back. So it was stuck on my back when my girl seen it. So it was really like a flesh wound.
So that slowed the bullet down so it didn't go the whole way through or anything?
The wonder and the seat. The wonder and the seat. It was, I was blessed. You know what I'm saying? And then my little girl screaming. We four deep in the car. You know what I mean? But the wrap up was crazy because it was my partner waking me up the next day. Like, bro, get up. I had to get him $10 to wash the cover because I had to act like I'm going to work.
Uh-huh.
So I had to come out. You know what I'm saying? It was just crazy. Then I ended up getting locked up like 3 days later. Man, that was crazy in the halfway. I made it home, though. But I done been through some, man, You know what I'm saying? That's why I tell anybody, man, keep going. Shit rise to the top.
I never would have known about the bread stuffing trick into the hole, though.
Yeah, with the, you remember Saran Wrap, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, it just hold you in some hood. You got to think quick. You know what I'm saying? You got to think quick or go back to prison. Me and my girl, she's like, you're not going back to prison.
I used to be big fans of these dudes who are in these hardcore bands, and they would get into knife fights, and then they would have video of them just stitching their own fucking holes in their body up.
Man, they always been hard to me, man. The bikers, man, they just fight it out. Like, they badly got guns. They just flesh wound fight.
You miss those days?
Like, I watch them on documentaries. I don't know, remember. I just watched the documentary bar fights and stuff. It would go crazy. Like, the big ones that went down. And guess what? They never snitched.
Mm.
They just beat. You can pull it up. The last biker gang, like, 80 dudes just got off.
Mm. I was watching a documentary where Big U was talking about how he was catching fades outside the roller rink, like, nonstop. Like, 50 fades, like, back-to-back dudes coming from other towns just because they heard about him, wanting to fight him. Mm-hmm. And that's how big a deal it was to be tough, but they weren't shooting each other, which is, like, like impossible to imagine now.
Yeah, like, now it's going to be a gunfight. That's what they said back then. It was all about your fight game. You know what I'm saying? Now, it's all about your stick game, what kind of biggest gun they got in the neighborhood.
But that's why it's funny is that a dude like Big U, who is the size of a fucking house, and when he was younger, obviously, was probably even more intimidating.
I said Big U knocking shit out.
But he ends up being the fucking king of the spot because of physically, whereas now the craziest dude might just be a dude who's not scared to shoot somebody, but he's like 80 pounds.
Yeah, you're right. You say you had a wood.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
That one wood. Talk about my boy Desto.
Let's go. Yeah, shout out my boy Desto. Yeah. How'd you meet him?
Shout out Toulon. Toulon gave me a vest, and it had a whole lot of concerts. Toulon is the I'm a brand ambassador for it. Like, we got our own black man. It's doing good right now. Shout out Toulon. So they were like, bro, put that vest on. So he tagged that store. I tagged him, went to his page. He was hustling, know what I mean? He had a whole lot of concerts, though. He was hustling back then. They're like, 18 months ago, he was hustling. You know what I'm saying? Know what I mean?
Years ago, when they introduced me to him, they just said, yo, you got to meet this dude because he's like kind of low key famous, but he ain't really like he's famous for selling lean to rappers. They told me they're like when Thug and Migos or whoever pull up to L.A., they call this dude. That's how I met him. That's what they told me about him. Then I met him and we get along cool and everything. But then we had a No Jumper tour with Lil Pump. He just says, he's like, yo, can I come on the tour? I'm like, oh, this shit, the van is full or whatever. He's like, I'll get my own van. I'll just pull up. He pulls up. He meets Lil Pump. Lil Pump loves him so much that he spends the next couple of years of his life on tour with Pump. Exactly. And then through that, his clothing line starts getting lit. And he just, all of a sudden, he got Thug wearing it. He got everybody, Roddy Ricch, all these fools wearing it. And his now he got two stores.
Yeah, genius.
I'm like, you were really like, I don't want to say a drug dealer, but you were really in the streets when I met you. And you changed shit. Yeah.
That's right. That's how it is. You giving me roses now. We giving you your roses, bro. The whole lot of concerts.
Oh, that's his runts?
Yeah, shout out to bro.
No, that's the Jokes Up runts. Or is that? Oh, no, it does say awful lot of runts. You're right.
Collab. Yeah. You know, that's what he do. That's why I say his marketing crazy. He know how to collab with everybody, and he know that's going to make the money.
I got to make my way back out to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Where should we make sure we go when we come to Atlanta next?
Man, we're going to go wherever you want to go eat and the nightlife. We have to go out on the nightlife. You know what I'm saying? Because the nightlife is what it is. That's what make Atlanta.
Uh-huh. I ain't been out at night in Atlanta. I went to Atlanta and I drank lean and sat in the studio for a week.
Yeah, see, we're going to do that and we're going, we got to go on the nightlife because it's lit. It's a baby Cali, baby Hollywood.
That's what you hear a lot, huh? Black Hollywood, actually. Baby, I guess. Is it smaller? There's like less clubs popping off on average night?
No, we got a lot of clubs.
Yeah.
Monday to Monday.
Monday
not
to Monday.
Not Sunday to Sunday. Monday to Monday is something to do. Literally, bro. Monday to Monday is popping.
Yeah. You know what's so crazy about these notes that I have written for you is that I accidentally mixed them in with the notes for the next interview. So, like, a lot of these questions make no sense about him. But that's all right. Okay. I just have to ignore the second half of these notes because they were written incorrectly. But, yeah, I mean, all right, so where do you feel like you're kind of at in your career now and where you're trying to take everything and what you need to do to get to the next level?
Right now I just found myself, so I know I'm finna take it to the next level. I just bought in Don Juan. Shout out Don Juan. He on with the label with my cameraman. He's hard. Got a quick turnaround, and I drop a lot of content. Like me, I believe in dropping a lot. Tapes every 3 months. Videos every other day, you know what I mean? Because that's where I'm at with it. Like, I missed the overnight bus, you know what I'm saying? So I'm on the grind now, and I'm going to stay constant with my fans because that's what I'm known for, drop a lot. Like, I can't keep up, bro. I don't know your songs, but you hard. All right.
I saw you say that, though. You said if you don't get the overnight, then you got to focus on the consistency and the longevity.
Yeah, like, for real, bro. Like, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to compare some, like, Detroit rappers. They don't got hooks.
Nope.
They just drop. Like, they just coming. Like, so that's why my hustle, that's how my hustle is like a Detroit rapper. My whole hustle is like a Detroit rapper. No hooks. I'm just going, I'm making money off this. I'm doing that. I'm selling this. I'm tying my name to everything that makes sense. It's on that shirt, this hat, water bottle, sea moss. This what I'm doing. I'm doing everything. And I'm an MC. I'm not a rapper. So I tell stories and topics of what you're going through. So don't really look at me like a rapper. A rapper and an MC is different. You can call old MCs like Rhett Man and Method Man. They'll break it down to you, too. I talk about what you're going through. I get on stage, too, now and rap, but I talk about what you're going through. Trap Pastor. That was please come to me for that. I'm not a lyricist. I'm talking about what's going on right now and what just happened.
Definitely. Yeah, okay. This is the other question I wanted to ask you because I know you've been around the whole world for so long. Like, Gucci as an A&R is, like, all of a sudden looking really fucking good this year because you got, you know, Pusha T blowing up and Fujiano and everything. But then now it's like you see Gucci as kind of being the dude who's not scared to sign the most street rappers from a certain city. But then you're kind of seeing, like, Fujiano's got 5 years. Pusha T apparently shot someone in the ankle in the club. You know, that's
it's a gift and a curse because guess what? Like, My artist thugging. My artist from the middle of nowhere, like a country town. All they know is gangbanging, gunslinging. Mm. But they got to know to feed off of you. Like, bro, used to be thugging. Mm. So if he living comfortable now, I can live like that. If they ain't got that right now, you can't make nobody lawyer or mold nobody be no kind of way. It's too late in the game right now. It's 2000, damn near 22. If they don't know to take care of their family and turn into the man, like if you don't want to be the man known for having money now, used to be killing or whatever you want to be, you got it messed up. You got it all messed up. It's all about retiring and balling. It's not about going to prison and dying.
Definitely.
I'm telling you that. I've been through everything, however tough you think you is. It's about getting out the game, balling with your family, not going to prison and dying.
Mm.
And don't let nobody crash you out who but ain't like that.
When you're so young, it's hard for you to see what's going to happen or what the results of shit is going to be. Because like that Fujiano case, like it was a gun case that apparently the gun wasn't his. Somebody else was going to take credit for the gun, so he was probably going to skate. But then at the same time, like he don't want to have to sit around waiting for the court date or whatever, so he fucking melts his ankle monitor off and just goes on the run and starts doing all this rapper shit. And okay. It's like now he's doing 5 years for cutting the fucking ankle monitor off when he didn't have to be doing that 5 years. He could have just sat in the house for a couple of weeks, months, whatever, got it over with and been back to regular life.
Well, patience. Mm. Patience in this game, too. You got to know that. Like, I might go off topic right here. Like, I don't care about the vibe. Like, what I mean, like, if it's popping over there, cool. If I want to go, I'm going to go. Like, I ain't just pumped up by doing that. And a lot of folk be new to getting money and new to fame. And it's like that. Don't get me wrong, because I don't been in them shoes. Like, just want to be, like, I got to do it. I don't care. So, like, I think anybody be like this here, like, hey, I'm finna have security. I got a show tonight. Hey, man, I got all these dudes with me saying they my hitters. You know I don't pull to be shooting my gun. But if some dudes really like that to shoot their gun at them, so I can't tell, you know what I'm saying? I'm speaking for real. Like I'm telling you because I be tripping on certain situations, you know what I'm saying? So I can't say, no, shout to pull the shot for him. But get what? If I'm fiend, homie, if I'm fiend you, bro, you know I don't supposed to be swinging on no nigga all soon. Period. Like, I'm keeping it real. Like, I supposed to be stopping y'all. Like, he cool, bro. Period. Any rap out there, you supposed to be telling your partner, I'm cool, bro. Not you going off and crashing out and everybody looking, then nigga won't come rap when you locked up. Like, yo, you wanted my spot. That's what it be. Y'all. A nigga got a crew for the nigga want they spot around right now. They don't even know. So that's why a lot of folk be head first not even knowing. Like, dang, bro, I keep crashing out, bro. I don't just gave you a dime or 20. It ain't about the money I gave you. It's about I don't supposed to move. I supposed to have security, and I'm going to think ahead, too, so I'm going to have my own security. You know what I'm saying? I got to try to live what it is. I got to sit down. I'm not running, because get what? Man, wherever state you get it locked up in, and you run over here to Canada, and you get caught in Canada, you got to sit in this bucket. Or you too far, they might fly you like Cunnell, but you got to sit in the meat and ride all the way to that city. They going to stop 3-4 times. So you got to go through way more. It better all just get caught in the same city. Now I'm telling you, you might get caught in the same city, turn yourself in.
See, those are the kind of details that a lot of people aren't thinking about.
Yeah, because I've been through it. So that's why I really tell, dude, like, if, man, I do something in Cali right now, bro, where I know I don't did too much. Oof. I'm not going to run. Because get what? Cali going to come get you because they got money. Mm. You know what I'm saying? They going to extradite. A lot of dudes don't know. Then you get tricked. I don't been tricked though with the don't sign the waiver and sign it. Oh. I don't set. I know the game. You know what I'm saying? So that's just what it is with me. I only move what I can handle.
Right.
And dudes don't even know what they getting themselves into.
I got a homie who caught a case, and for a while he was just ducking it, staying super low key. Deleted his Instagram. First couple years he was just being super sneaky. And now he's just. It's been like 8 years, and he's doing whatever on Instagram now. And I'm wondering like. The cops just decide at some point they'll stop looking for you?
I ain't telling them what to do, but, you know, the longer you run, the better. Because it get old, and it get old, and it be something you be like, oh, man, I ain't even have to run that long and be it straight out.
Yeah.
I ain't going to tell you to just turn yourself, but I just said me. Like, I just know what it is to ride through, to going back if you get caught.
Mm.
Some dude get away forever, you know what I'm saying?
Forever. That's crazy. You ever have a charge hanging over your head and you thought about just like going on the run permanently, trying to just never get caught up?
I did. I'm telling you, I did, man. True story. I had them got all the way with it, thought it was gone. They had them told me like I don't got my license. They pad the law where you can go get your license. Man, I'm riding. I had them got me a Jag truck, the new. I'm riding whole precinct behind me for some old junk. You see what I'm saying? But I had them thought it was over with. Just like that, though, like, it just crazy like that. They pulled me over, went through the ropes in there. That's what I was telling you about. They dropped me off. Like, I don't been through a lot.
What's give me something that you saw or read or something recently that inspired you and that made you feel like, okay, that's some real shit right there.
Oh, the real shit I just seen, Thug and just burning some fools out of jail.
Oh, I just
that
said,
was too hard. They burned us out of Rice Creek. Like, they did that. They burned them out. Like, and for just offhand, since you just asked me fast, like, they burning somebody out. Jail messed up, bro.
Mm.
So that's why I'm always trying to free somebody. You ain't no rapers or dead, and no old folks or kids. Man, freedom people. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because jail messed up. Then COVID really messed up in them.
A lot of people like get out of prison and don't really have much to say about it. They just try to act like it didn't happen. You seem like you're still kind of like permanently affected by how shitty that was.
Yeah, because every day I'm moving not to go back. Mm. Every day I'm moving not to go back. So I still move and hustle like I just got out. Mm. And that keep me on my toes, you know what I'm saying? Because if everybody else can ball and go home, I can too.
I feel like a lot of life is like just being appreciative of what you have. And a lot of times it's really easy to forget what you got because everybody around you got the same shit that you got or is at a similar level.
More.
Yeah. But that's why I get a lot of, like, I feel really happy watching some of these prison shows because it really makes me feel like that's where life could be.
Exactly.
And so everything I got going for me, it's like,
that's your third eye open.
Exactly. Like, that's where you could be.
You ain't have to go through it.
I can't even imagine being there and how much worse that would be.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I said, you got to block out your kids. Not your kid, but you got to block out everything because you don't even want to think what's going on. They're going to mess you up. Mm. You got daughters, like, what they doing? Who they around them grown? You know what I'm saying? So all that mess with you, got to block it out. So now that your eyes open, that's right. So now you even moving out to go. You ain't finna let nobody around. You crash out.
How old's your daughter?
I got 16 and 15.
So you still tell them that the you getting shot thing was a dream?
Man, that's crazy you said that. You can ask my girl right now. I call on FaceTime. I tell my daughter right. Get up, she said, Dad, that wasn't no dream. That's crazy
now. You
said that was a dream. I tell her that right to this day.
But how old was she when this happened? Because she was so young that you kind of had to lie.
Yeah, she like 4 or 5, I think.
Oh my God! So yeah, you had to try to soften it, and make
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but the whole time, like, I could tell her right now, she'd be like, "Dad, that wasn't no dream. I know what happened because you know what I mean, her friends from over there right now. She grown up now. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy that she's gonna grow up thinking that it's not that out of the ordinary that her dad got shot right in front of her.
They see a lot
craziest
in the
situation.
They see a lot in the hood. PTSD real. PTSD real. My first thing I seen, rest in peace, Black, like, he got stabbed in the neck by his girlfriend on Hudson. Like, I was super young, like, 8 on Hudson Street, like, the corner I used to hustle on.
Wow.
He had a sunroof, too. That was so crazy. He came out of house arguing with his girl at the sunroof. She stabbed him right in the neck. That was my first homicide.
Wow. Like, she killed him with a knife in the neck.
It took him so long for the people to come and your body blow up. Like, you know, for the coroner to come. A dead body blow up, and I always fuck with him. Like, damn.
Do you know what happened to her?
Yeah, she went to jail.
She should probably stay there for a long time.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember no more. I was young as hell, but that was my first time. He was just dead. I was like, damn, Black. That was he was cool as hell. He used to give me dollars and shit. My nigga Black, recipe.
Damn. I hate how I keep hearing about all these women catching bodies and shit, stabbing dudes in their sleep for cheating on them. The world is out of control.
They be having that thunderhead. Them niggas eating them girls too good.
Like, honestly, it was like last year where Rio the Young OG started telling me that, like, he knows a bunch of people that got stabbed in their sleep by their girl.
That's scary. Some female like that. Like, I can't see that nigga with nobody else.
I'm so glad that I'm dating a girl who doesn't seem like the stabber type. What about your girl? You think she could stab somebody?
Yeah, she don't hit me in the head with a gun before. She has stabbed a girl when she was little fighting and shit.
Really?
She crazy. She me. She a girl to me. Yeah, she tore up.
I guess that is good to know that they got it in them.
Yeah.
Anyway. Anything we should keep an eye out for? Anything?
I got a mini movie coming, man. Like a documentary. It's gonna be like the old Master P movie, The Unbounded.
Yeah,
they'll know what I'm talking
classic
about.
Classic.
I'm taking it back. Like, I feed off dude like Boosie. I want to work with Boosie too. I feed off like the old Boosie used to put it in their face, like let you see him, like you'd be 1,000 dudes behind the gate.
Mm.
Bitch, we out here all the way retarded. Like that's what we was. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I was saying that some of the
other about the old plies.
What happened to the good old fashioned hood movies?
I'm coming back with them, bro.
That's what I'm
saying. They make a lot of moves in Detroit, though. I like Detroit scene. They Ohio. They make a lot of moves up there. Like, you type in, they on Prime Video. Shout out Benny. Get Benny. Benny just dropped a move. It's on Prime Video, too.
Okay.
Benny the Butcher. He hard, too.
Oh, yeah, he did, huh? Yeah. That's what's up. I didn't even know that you would been a fan of him.
Yeah, I listen, man. I listen to everybody. I'm a real, like, Atlanta, like, it's real Motown.
And
so
Benny might rap over.
I know my, it ain't too many artists you can't ask me about. I don't know.
He might rap over, like, different types of beats and shit, but, like, the shit that he told me off camera about, like, what he was doing before he was
real.
Rapping, I was
yeah,
like,
he
wow.
He real.
Yeah, out there.
Yeah, he real hustler.
For sure. Anybody want to shout out? Anybody want to thank? Anything we got to look forward to?
No, shout out to everybody who deal with me, who mess with me, who listen to my music, the whole session, the ENT, cameraman, one, my artist Skip. You know what I'm saying? I'm finna sign the looking for like two more females. I got one working right now, Lil Red, she working. Like, I'm just real on the grind too. Like, I'm building mine, like, I'm gonna be the next Master P. You know what I'm saying? I'm really coming. Like, all product, everything, like, it just up with me. Like, shout out my old lady, shout out my kid, like, shout out you for even interviewing me, Adam. You're a real one.
My pleasure, man.
Shout out Slime, because you know Slime make a lot for me. Shout out everybody who ever did something for me genuine. Mm. If it wasn't genuine, I don't care about it. Because a lot of folks do something for you, for acing the whole favors. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Just keep going, man. Like, I always find the bright side of everything. Don't tell them you can't do it, because they told me I couldn't do it either. And I ain't even reached my PA. I'm going to give them hell, Adam. You know what I'm saying? But just stay grinding.
For sure. I just want to put this out there in the universe. We got to get young Scooter on the podcast.
I'm going to get him up here. He coming right now. I'm going to make sure he comes. So you can tell me if they I get him up here. He ain't no thing. I'm going to make sure he comes. Adam, that's on me.
Crazy. Let's go. VL Deck, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support. Appreciate you, man.
Trap.
Much love.